Welcome back to Jefferson City. There's two things that I want to talk about this week. The first is, earlier this week, we approved the $25 billion state budget here in the Senate. Now, there are some differences between that version and the House version. In the upcoming week or two, we'll work out those differences in a conference committee. But after nearly 8 hours of debate, the Senate was able to work together to approve a budget plan for the state. The Senate is committed and always has been to passing a balanced budget. And unlike Congress that's failed to even pass a budget for more than 4 years, we work in a bipartisan way to get that done. The budget includes a few things of note: a $66 million increase to K-12 education. We are spending this coming fiscal year more money than we ever have on K-12 education. On higher education budget, we have $66 million to fund Access Missouri Financial Assistance Fund, $34 million for an increase to higher ed, and $35 million to fund A-plus schools program to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure we have good outcomes in our high schools. A couple other things to note. I don't know if anybody's ever been out there, but in Kansas City, there's a World War I memorial, and we appropriate a little money for some improvements there. It really is a neat place. If anybody has a chance to visit, it's one of the things that I'm very proud that we have in our state. We have some additional money for autism this year, and also some money that I thought would be interesting to point out for the Missouri International Trade and Investment Fund, which will assist small businesses finding new markets. 95% of the world's consumers are outside of the United States, and to the extent Missouri businesses can grow and expand by marketing and reaching those folks, it's a positive for our state. The other thing I wanted to talk about was we took on for the first time a new higher education formula. So we'd like to move away from a strict appropriations process for higher education funding and something that's a little bit more objective in evaluating results or retention rates or graduation rates or outcomes for our 13 four-year institutions in higher ed and then also the community colleges. So we took that task on this week, and the focus really was, how are we going to evaluate it? What schools, what categories should we compare those to? The University of Missouri is a different institution because of its research purpose, and it's a land-grant institution than, say, Northwest Missouri State, which is a regional institution. My alma mater, Truman State University, has a statewide liberal arts mission. We want to make sure that all those schools are compared to a comparable peer group so that we can get the most bang for our buck. I think that's a positive direction for us to head in to move into that kind of a formula, and we started that work this week. We will continue to keep everybody updated as we approach the final weeks here in the legislative session when we adjourn on May 17th, but the budget is on its way to being approved here in the next couple weeks, and we've got a lot of other bills that we've talked about this year that hang in the balance. We'll keep everybody up to date, and I hope everybody enjoys the weekend. Thanks.